It is still the weekend chapter right here on Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. So, like I promised last week, we did talk to the leaders of the 7-Day Adventist Entrepreneurs Business Exhibition and Expo. So this week we did promise that we're going to be talking to the exhibitors, the different business people who are exhibiting their different products and services. All right, so we did talk to a number of exhibitors right there. So let's get to hear more about these different business people and the kind of stuff that they were exhibiting. All right, so right now I'm with my brother Ryan Rufu. He's one of the business people who are exhibiting their stuff right here at this expo. So Ryan, how are you doing, my guy?
I'm good. How is it?
Right. You've got a very unique business that you have right here. And if you can tell our listeners what you're exhibiting.
Today we're exhibiting fence. We are showcasing our products, which include fence and steel. So the type of fences that we have the game fence, we have the diamond mesh, we have the barbed wire, and the newly introduced one, which is trending in the market at the moment, which is Clearview Fence.
Clearview Fence.
Yes.
So what is the name of your business?
The company name is K Steel and Fencing, and our motto is reinforcing the future.
Reinforcing the future.
Yes.
Now that's beautiful. So when did you start this?
This business was introduced sometime in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So we are saying we have almost 7 years to 6 years in the business. So we are quite young, but we are growing at an exponential rate. We are satisfied with our growth. That is why we are finding ourselves in events such as this. We want to accelerate our growth so that we can be somewhere in the coming 5 to 10 years.
Hmm. All right. So are you just into this wire fences, or you do other different type of fences?
So what we do as K-Steel, we have three main departments, which is sales. We sell fence and steel,
mm-hmm.
which is cutting, bending and fixing, whereby we do the special foundations, we do the decks, we do the lintels, where we'll be fabricating steel, and also doing those types of special foundations. Where we'll be bending and fixing and cutting steel, and also we do the installing part of the fence. So basically we revolve around steel and fence.
Mm.
Those are the two main things.
And I'm thinking, you speak very passionately about this. And did you go to school to study something to do with this?
Some of these things in life, the real education in life, you pick it as you go.
Mm-hmm.
You do not go to school to learn to walk. You just learn it as you go.
Okay, I
so
like that.
That's life. That's mm-hmm. you come across these things and then say, let us build the future. Let us reinforce the future. And then we put A and B and C together, and you come up with something beautiful.
All right, so I'm thinking, are you the one who's leading this on your own, or is this a family business, or are you part of a company? What is this?
This is a company,
mm-hmm.
but the company, it's a Christian-based company, Seventh Day Adventist company, mm-hmm. whereby we have amassed a team from different departments,
mm-hmm.
but the connecting factor is that we are all waiting for the second coming of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And we are saying, occupy till I come. So we take the guy from accounting, we take the guy from marketing, we take the engineers, we come sit together. We want to produce something beautiful for Zimbabwe. What we can do? What can we do? Let's give them fence. Let's give them steel. Let us build the country. Let us build the future. As we are waiting for what? For Christ. So it's a company, but in the circles of the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
In the circles of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And I'm liking that, because there's a notion that goes around,
mm-hmm.
that say that Adventist young men
mm.
are somewhat lazy. You know, vanongwa ramazunde, vanongwa rakwimba kapela. But then there you are, a fairly young guy mm. who's doing such phenomenal work. I mean, so what do you say to people who think that Adventist men, young men in general, they are not really of that much use, of no earthly use, like what they say?
the world is moving at an exponential rate, my guy.
Mm.
Do not judge the world by the ideas of yesterday.
Mm.
This is a new era. If you are still believing that, you are welcome. It's fine by us, but we are doing something. We are doing something. What can I say? Do not judge a person by the way you see him at the church.
Mm-hmm.
Because someone cannot tell you what he's up to during the whole
during the week. Yes.
You see. So as we are trying. People only want to see results.
Mm-hmm.
The youth are trying all sorts of business during the week.
Mm-hmm.
And when we come to you on the Sabbath, when we are into the Zundes, We are pleading with the heavens to bless these.
To bless the assholes.
Yeah, you see, to bless the assholes. So, the naysayers, there will always be naysayers. There will always be naysayers. But we are doing our part, and you are doing your part. We are going somewhere.
Mm.
It's a thing of the past.
Yes.
The youth are in the business world. I'm telling you, the youth are in the business. Check the statistics of Zimbabwe right now.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, the controversial guy, Chivayo, how old is he?
He's a fairly young guy.
You see, so, and so we are saying that notion, it's of the past. The money has moved into the pockets of the youth, and we are the youth, and we are part of the journey.
Wow. Part of the journey indeed. So you are part of this particular expo right here. Mm-hmm. So what do you aim to achieve, you know, by making sure that your product and your software here?
So the idea behind this organization, it's an Adventist entrepreneurship exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
So we are trying to connect a synergy. We are trying to connect a link. We are trying to connect a web whereby the money does not exit our connections.
Yes.
The money does not exit the family.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because the business world is not an individual thing.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make partnerships.
Yes.
So we are trying to connect from all different sectors, cosmetics, medical, construction, food. We want to create a family whereby we'll be collecting all the dollars
mm-hmm.
in Zimbabwe, in Africa, and the world. And we further the gospel as well as feathering ourselves, nourishing ourselves. So we are going to wait for the second coming of Christ. What can I say? We want to feather the gospel as well as nourishing ourselves. Because
yes.
Christian does not mean we should suffer.
Yes, yes, yes.
You see, so we want to divert ourselves from that idea. We want to create as many connections as we can. I think that's so.
Wow, that's beautiful, man. And so, where is your business base? Are you only here in Harare? Are you in other cities? Where exactly are you based?
At the moment, we are only based in Harare, but through couriers, through deliveries, we can reach you wherever you are. As long as you are in Zimbabwe, we can reach you. Gweru, Kwekwe, Kadoma. We have been there and we can be there.
Mm.
Just call us. Just give us a call and we'll be there.
Just call us.
Yeah.
But right now,
we are situated in Mount Abdin area.
Mm.
There's an industrial area called Senton.
Mm.
That's our physical location.
Yes.
In Senton, yes.
All right. So can people reach you in on any other platforms?
So we are on all platforms. In Facebook, it's K2 and Fencing at K2 and Fencing.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram, it's at K2.
Mm-hmm.
And our website is K2andFencing.co.zw. I think those are the three major platforms where you can find us.
Wow, wow. So what's your last words to all the young men, young people generally? You're passionate about young people, I can see.
Yeah,
what
do
you want to say to the young people who are listening to you right now?
What I can say is, there's no tomorrow. There's no tomorrow. We live in the now, we live today. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. If you're thinking about something, if you want to do something, let us do it today.
Mm.
Let us make those things work today. Let us do it today. That's why today we are at the exhibition. We are doing it today.
So you have to do it today.
Yeah, whatever it's in your, whatever that's on your mind, let us do it today.
Wow.
Today is the day.
Wow. So I guess to all those who procrastinate, my man right here is telling you, you know what? You better do it today. Get up and do something. So brother, thank you so much, man, for talking.
You're welcome.
To me.
Anytime, my guy.
All right, and all the best in the expo and all the best in business.
Thank you.
All right, so we're still right here at the expo, and I've got a man who is representing two companies, not one but two. That is Mr. Dobo right here.
Yes.
And one of the companies he's leading is Crime Crack Security.
Yes.
Okay, so we've got those who are in the security sector also represented at this Adventist expo. So say, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. So tell us more about this company, Crime Crack Security. What is it all about?
Right. Crime Crack Security is all about
We provide security services,
varying from uniformed guard services, armed guards, dog services. We also do private investigations.
Is it?
And we do cover events like these ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So when did you start this company?
Yeah, this company was started way back in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I wasn't an Adventist by that time.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm in my second year as an Adventist.
Oh.
I was baptized in 2022. at Nyambiri Camp.
All right.
August Nyambiri Camp.
Yeah. Nyambiri Camp. I love the campsite.
Yeah.
I've been there a couple of times.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Way back, we have been in the security industry,
mm-hmm.
trying to make ends meet. But unfortunately, I want to be very honest with you.
Mm.
Things were not well.
Yes.
We could rise to 20 premises and go down to 3 premises.
Yes.
Up until I joined Seventh-day Adventist, mm-hmm. that's where I got connected by the grace of God. I started to rise.
Mm.
We are based in Harare.
Okay.
We've got a side office here in town, number 82, Kagui.
Mm.
Our head office is in Westgate.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've been doing this. So what gives you the motivation to want to start your own company? Because usually when you talk about security, somebody just wants to go and join an already established security company. So why did you choose to just start your own thing?
I think this was in my blood,
mm-hmm.
because I had a passion when I was young of being a soldier.
Okay.
Unfortunately, my father refused to send me to the recruitment. Then I said, how can I get into this industry?
Mm.
That's when I decided to do security related courses like security risk management.
Mm.
So when I started this with that passion of becoming a soldier,
mm.
I had to work into various security companies, learning skills. That is what pushed me to register a security company. Even if you ever look at our corporate combat uniform,
mm-hmm.
it's in the form of army.
Okay.
Because our guys, they put on combat shoes,
mm-hmm.
and those combat trousers.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. So that's beautiful. And I'm thinking, so if somebody wants to be part of a security company, is it like you're going to have to be on the ground doing the actual security? Or maybe you're also looking into hiring other people into other departments?
We are into hiring other people, mm-hmm. into other departments. What you only need to have is a vision,
mm-hmm.
and a mission,
okay.
to accomplish. Then you set up your things.
Your things.
Yeah.
All right. So mainly, who are your clients?
Currently, we are servicing Puma safe stations.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a testimony.
Mm-hmm.
I overheard, sorry for diverting you.
No problem.
I overheard the organizers of this program,
mm-hmm.
Talking in the morning when I arrived.
Mm-hmm.
They said, we need a tent.
Mm-hmm.
We need to put a tent here so that maybe we can cover some people for our reception and devotion.
Mm-hmm.
Then I just said, do you have the tent? And mm-hmm. they said, we don't even. I said, no, I've got tents. Mm-hmm. Because we also hire out tents.
All right.
For events.
Mm-hmm.
I've got another tent which is on its way from Bechin of Macedonia.
Mm-hmm.
I gave Waterford this district.
Okay.
Then I had to go and pick this one that we have picked here. It's a 300-seater tent.
Mm-hmm.
I just provided it for free.
Wow.
So when we are about to pitch the tent, I received a call,
mm-hmm.
from a guy from Puma Kuwazana, safe mm-hmm. station here in Harare.
Yes.
He said, can you come and deploy tomorrow?
Hey.
It's a referral from an ASIM member,
mm-hmm.
who is Elder Manto from Puma Harare.
Hey.
Yeah. So I actually have a testimony here.
Yeah, already.
Because of providing a free service at this event, I got a contract.
Wow. And then the Lord does amazing things like that.
Amazing. This is the reason why you see me when I hear anything to do with gold.
Mm.
I don't fold my hands.
Wow.
I make sure I bring everything that I have.
Wow.
To God. Yeah.
That's amazing. So I guess this is testimony that we as Adventists can work together to empower each other in business.
It's a great testimony.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when I started talking, I'm overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
I may miss something.
Mm-hmm.
If we had a chance, you could have taken my testimony when I was baptized.
Mm-hmm.
I was a non-Adventist.
Mm-hmm.
I won't mention the denomination that I used to go.
Mm-hmm.
I used to actually avoid, or I used to not to allow my family to visit Adventist church.
Yeah.
There's one time when I just pastors and elders who came to my house.
Hey.
But you know what God does?
Mm.
When I did go to the camp with my family are the ones who are Adventists.
Okay.
They say, can you just go with us?
Mm.
I had intention to come back, but because of the way that I was there,
mm.
I had to stay, listen, and then I was convicted.
Hey.
And get baptized. So when I joined this force, this army of God,
mm.
My things, I don't want to lie, in my Kanban, we don't have a marketing department.
Mm.
I work with referrals.
Okay.
I make sure when I get a client, I service it to my best. Then that client give me referrals. So just soon after baptism, Elder Mando from Asi Harare,
mm-hmm.
he just say, if you're an Adventist, I'll give you business. That's mm-hmm. how I got the business. He's now referring me, and the other referrals are referring me as well.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. So I guess maybe, you know, just like any business, somebody would just want to say, are you making money? You know that thing, everything goes down to money at the end of the day.
Yes.
Somebody
yes.
will say, so is this gentleman making enough money to sustain him and to grow further?
Yes, I'm making money because if you ever look at what is happening, I started a security company, but now I'm into events.
Okay.
This event business came from security.
Yes.
I'm making money. I'm surviving.
Yes. In this harsh Zimbabwean economy.
I always tell people that I will go nowhere. I'll be in Zimbabwe. When I think of going outside, that will be maybe venturing into other international businesses.
Wow.
Not leaving my country, going to look for work or money somewhere else. There's money in Zimbabwe. There's money in the Adventist community.
So what are your future plans as far as business is concerned?
My future plans is to have at least a minimum of 7 lines of income.
Okay.
That is 7 different businesses.
Yes. Yeah. So you want to be a jack of many trades?
Just watch the space. Very soon you'll be interviewing me in a different office.
Wow.
Whereby you need maybe 2-3 receptionists to meet where I'll be.
Oh, now that's serious. That's some serious.
I'm very serious, more than you can imagine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So what are your last words to those listening to you?
My last words are that all Adventist entrepreneurs or those who are not yet, please kindly, I urge you to join Adventist entrepreneurs or ASI. Join the community.
Yes.
There is much business in this community. Let's join our hands together and support each other. We'll grow together.
Wow. We will grow together.
By not forgetting to save our Lord.
Wow.
In preparation for the second coming.
For the second coming. So
yes.
So let's make sure that we make the main thing. But nonetheless, we still have to work and work very hard and work very smart on this earth. So, my brother, thank you so much for such a powerful testimony. And may the Lord continue to bless you in your field of work.
I receive an amen.
All right.
God bless you.
All right, so we are still looking at more exhibitors right here at the expo, and I've got my brother Tawanda, and he's from the city of Kings and Queens. Wablawai, Tawanda, how are you, man?
I'm very fine. I'm excited
Should
to
I
be in Arara.
Say unjani.
That's
nice, brother. That's nice. You know, I wish I could Kuluma, you know.
Oh, that's Kuluma.
I wish I could speak Gemele, but not many people speak Gemele here, nobody to teach me. Anyway, you're here and you're part of the exhibition, man. Yeah. Tell us more about your business.
Right, here I'm exhibiting avocado oil and avocado seed powder. These are the main products that I'm having for today, but there are also products that I do, like castor oil, like stock food. But today I just brought these two major products. So the avocado oil is extracted using cold pressing. Which means there are no solvents or chemicals which are incorporated when extracting this oil. This oil has been proved to have many benefits. Among them, it treats mild fungal infection like eczema, dandruff, what they call makwenen, shona, inkwetu, indebere, amafuse. It also treats, and it also moisturizes and nourishes your skin, especially in winter. So it prolongs the moisture on your skin. Unlike other lotions which are made from synthetic chemicals, by midday your skin will be dry.
Wow.
So this one, it can edify the properties of the oils. So you can actually mix it with the lotion that you are using. For example, 50 mils, you can dilute it with about 3 bottles of our ordinary oils.
Okay.
Yeah. Then here we've got avocado seed powder. Avocado seed powder, you can use it to fortify your food, your porridge, your sada, or your tea, or you can make just boil it in warm water, then you drink it. It was found to have properties of relaxation. You are having a busy day at work, your emotions are everywhere. It has that calming effect after you drink that tea. It also helps to treat constipation. It also helps to regulate high blood pressure. Yes, so these are the main products that I'm having today.
Okay, I'm intrigued and I'm thinking, are you the one who's making these products or you're getting them somewhere?
Yes, we are Amo Organics, which trade as Amo Laboratories in Blawayo. So we are processing these products.
Wow.
We are processing these products.
So when did you begin this business?
Right, this business is now 1 year old, but it started 2 years back. It was a research. Then 1 year old, starting from where it was registered up now, when we are now trading legally in the processing.
And one wonders, what would influence one to make products of this nature? If you always have been somebody who's into health, or I don't know, maybe you're doing this just for the money.
I'm not just doing for the money. I have a science background. Mm-hmm. I'm a lab technician by profession. And also, I'm someone who grew up in the rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
We depend on plant-based food, mm-hmm. plant-based products. So, with seeing the trend that is happening these days of synthetic products and diseases like cancer, which were not usual in our African societies, they are now prevalent. Mm-hmm. So, I'm trying to raise consciousness on plant-based products. And also responding to climate change, because instead of leaving avocados decaying mm-hmm. on the seed, well, they were a short lifespan
yes,
on the
yes,
shelf.
Yes.
So instead of them throwing away, we are now adding value to them.
Wow.
Yes.
And that's amazing, man. That's amazing. So all the way from Bulawayo, you're right here in the capital. And I'm thinking, what do you aim to achieve by being part of this expo?
Right, by being part of this expo, I want to expand my network. I need to be connected with men and also want to learn what other people are doing from all over Zimbabwe who are here
mm-hmm.
and also raising awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because one thing that will certify me is to see people running away from synthetic foods, which are causing a lot of diseases and ailments, and sticking on plant-based products. And also, it is the wish of any business also to make profit and also to elevate. To reach larger markets like the export market.
Yes. No, that's amazing. Of course, this being an Adventist expo, I assume you are Adventist yourself.
Yes, I'm Adventist myself.
And I mean, let's look at the spiritual side and also, you know, with these products that you are having, what kind of impact do you think this will make in the community?
Right, in the community, we are really preaching this is employment creation.
Mm-hmm.
And as Adventists, we believe that we work 6 days, we labor, then on the 70th day, we rest.
Yes.
Right, so with the trend that is prevalent, people, they are working 7 days, and sometimes people, they don't have chance to work on the Sabbath day to worship. So by owning businesses, mm-hmm. it means I have control and the freedom of worship, liberty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Indeed, it is true. It is true. Mm. And any testimonials, you know, from people who have used your products?
Right. People I've exhibited at Zimbabwe Trade Fair, yeah, for 2 times. Right. I've been having positive feedback.
Mm.
People are saying, we love your products. They are really working because of their plant-based nature.
Yes.
And because of us not including chemicals.
Yes.
Or solvents. In our processes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. So if people want to get in touch with you and try out your products, how can they do that?
Right. We are on social media. We are on Facebook. We are trading as Amo Laboratories. On LinkedIn, Amo Laboratories. On Instagram, Amo Laboratories. And also my WhatsApp number, 0735-520-220. We can deliver anywhere in Zimbabwe. In Harare, I also have agents who have my products. When you want them in Harare, you just a phone call away or a text away, then you get the product that you want.
Wow, that's beautiful, man. So thank you so much for taking time to talk to us right here on Adventist World Radio.
Thank you so much.
All right. So I'm with Miss Julia Mwaja right here, and she's got a very, very unique business that she's, products that she's exhibiting right here. So, ma'am, how are you?
How are you?
I'm great. So yours is very unique, like I said. I know, I guess the listeners are wondering, what is it that she's exhibiting? So what do we have right here?
All right. Our company is called JC Wear.
Mm-hmm.
We do custom-made branded neckties, and mm-hmm. we also do suit pins.
All right.
Some call them lapel pins.
Mm-hmm.
To identify yourself as a club, as a company. And we also do ties for corporates, schools, and churches. As we can see, the most of the ties I have here are for the Seventh Day Adventist Church.
Yes.
For the different clubs.
Mm-hmm.
But our ties are custom made.
Mm-hmm.
Branded neckties. They are not embroidered on.
Mm-hmm.
The logos are weaved on.
Mm.
We work closely with our clients to come up with the design they want, with stripes, buoyed, a small logo, and like embroidery, you're limited to what you can do with your logo.
Mm-hmm.
Our logos are weaved on into the fabric. You come to our offices, we pick the color of tie you want and also your logo colors, and then we weave on the logo into the fabric. and it's part of the logo is part of the fabric.
Okay. Yes. Okay. No, these are some beautiful ties. If only you could see, we've got some beautiful AY Master Guides, Ambassador, Adventurer ties, and their pins are marvelous. And I'm thinking, if only, I was going to grab one myself, because these are some top-notch stuff. So I'm thinking, how did you end up in a business like this? Is this something that you went to school for? How do you find yourself designing such beautiful stuff?
Okay, back then in 2012, AMO in Zimbabwe wanted a necktie that suits for their uniform. So I went around looking for a tie, and all I could get is embroidery. And you know, we've got different men in our church. And some didn't appreciate the embroidery, didn't look nice with our logo, the community service logo on it.
Yes.
So I started looking around what other option I had. So, and then I came up with the Weft On logo. So we import the logo, or the neckties are already done. So from the AMO neckties, I started on moving to youth ties. And then I realized I can also go into the schools and corporate as well.
Yes.
So now we are doing corporates, schools, and other churches.
Well, that's amazing. So you started as a church, looking at the church market.
Yes.
And then you expanded to the corporate market.
Yes.
Wow. So how's been business going so far?
Business has been okay. We are growing. That's all I can say. We are growing for schools. We've got, we do for Hillcrest, we do for Falcon. Most private schools are the ones that appreciate the neckties, but we are still here to go to advertise. We need to advertise more so that more schools know us and more the corporate market knows us as well.
Wow.
So we are still working on our marketing, but otherwise the response is good, and I can safely say we are growing as a company. We initially started as JC Neckties. Now we rebranded. We are now JC Way.
Okay.
We are now expanding.
Now that's nice. That's some beautiful news right there. So of course, you having started mainly focused on the Adventist market. We Adventists, I don't know about other countries, but here in Zimbabwe, we are notorious for not really wanting to put on our uniform. So with somebody like you, I guess you would want to you'd want people to embrace the uniform more. Are we now having that culture of embracing our uniform, or we are still with this thing of just shining our uniform?
No, I can say, especially the youth department, they are now embracing their uniforms. That's why you can see we've got now pins, different types of pins, because they now want to put on their uniform and accessorize the youth. They want to now accessorize their blazers. They just don't want to wear them plain. So I can say that we are now appreciating our uniform, and you are now wearing it with pride.
Yes.
A complete Adventist uniform is something else. It's really lovely when it is complete with a necktie, with a pin. It is really a nice uniform.
For sure. I'm sure with all the... and one other thing is that we didn't have so much access, to all these ties and pins and things like that. So,
yes.
So which gets me to ask, where are you situated, so people want?
Yeah, true. We didn't have much of this variety and access to these uniforms. We're situated at number 2 Princess Drive. That's Newlands, where the old SID offices used to be.
Oh, okay.
And we are office number 38.
Wow.
Yes.
All right. Now, that's a very popular site. I'm sure most people, especially in Zimbabwe, they know.
Yeah, they know. Yeah. Most people know the place.
So, which has been the most, famous product, the one that is in demand the most from all the attires, all these stuff that you're selling?
Now, people are moving into pins. What is called pin trading in their jackets. Unfortunately, my jacket is still in the car. I'll show you when you'll see it. Where people are putting all the different types of pins on the jacket.
On the jacket.
It's like a pin collection.
Yes.
Like a souvenir.
Collecting.
So they put the pins they collect on the jacket.
Okay.
Yes. So what's popular now are the pins.
The pins. Yes. And they look so lovely. And I'm sure that's why we've got some flags right here. Some nice stuff. So what's the price range of all these pins, I'm thinking?
All right.
I mean, what's the range like, the your pins?
My pins, they're from adventurers to senior youth to the, I'll go is our theme. I'll go.
Yes.
Yes. So the I'll go pins, which everyone can wear. Because our goal and mission, our goal.
Definitely.
And we've got the the church, with the one, the church logo, which identifies us as the SDS. Every department can wear that one. And we've got a Pathfinder, the Pathfinder Zimbabwe, that I'm from Zimbabwe. I'm a Pathfinder from Zimbabwe. I'm a master guide from Zimbabwe.
Yes.
And I'm SDA, but I'm from Zimbabwe as well. There's also SYL pins. And we know each year, Pathfinders and Adventurers have their World Pathfinder World Day. They also have their pins.
Okay.
To remember that 2023, we celebrated World Pathfinder Day.
Yes.
We also have bars. When you have completed all the classes for Pathfinders and Adventurers, instead of having a single pin, you can have it a bar.
Okay.
And our holders are also now metal. Metal holders. As I say, people are now, they want to now wear their uniform, complete uniform with pride. So we've also come up with metal holders and also metal pocket badge pins.
Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing. Amazing stuff right here. So, of course, you are now part of this expo. What do you wish to achieve?
I would love to market ourselves and let everyone out there know about us. As we want to grow, and besides, as Adventists, just making us wear our uniform with pride, our complete uniform with pride. So, with your tie, with your pins, when people see us there, rarely do you walk around as an Adventist when you're wearing your complete uniform. When people don't ask you, from which church are you from? Which church are you from? Was of our complete uniform. So, I'd like us as Adventists to wear our uniform with pride. It's also, I think, a way of evangelism to a certain extent.
Wow. Yes. Okay, so wearing our uniforms with pride, that is her main goal right here. She's exhibiting some beautiful products. So, ma'am, thank you so much for taking time to talk to me.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right. So, right here, I've got Mrs. Maesere, and she's got a number of products that she's exhibiting right here at the expo. So, ma'am, I mean, which products are you exhibiting?
I'm exhibiting Long Reach products. Long Reach supplies different products. It supplies products that have to do with healthcare, products that have to do with skin care, hair care, general health, perfumes, you name it.
So you said the name
it's
of the...
A whole range of products.
The name of the company is?
Long Reach. It's a Chinese company.
Oh, is it?
It is.
All right. So it's an international company amongst us.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yes, true.
All right. Yes. So for how long have you been in Zimbabwe as a company?
Long Reach. I think Long Reach products have been in Zimbabwe, I think, since 2014, but it is in South Africa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the big companies in South Africa, but South Africa then supplies Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe.
Yes.
All right. So you've got a diverse number of products, and most of them, I'm seeing a lot of hygiene-related products right there. And I'm thinking, so how important is hygiene to people?
It is. Cleanliness is next to godliness. Yes, so it's important that people be clean. If they want to get closer to God.
That's beautiful. Because, I understand the issues of our hygiene. And also, we as church people, it is very, very critical that we promote this side of things. Hygiene is very, very essential for a Christian. All right. So, how have your products been received in the market?
Long Reach has had quite a positive response from the Zimbabwean market. Why? It's because nowadays with the change in lifestyle, people are getting sick all the time.
Yes.
But Long Reach provides the alternative. Another route to healthcare. Most of Long Reach products, in fact, all of Long Reach products, they are herbal, no chemicals at all. Whatever product that they have on the market, it serves a dual function. There's that function that a product is supposed to serve, and then there are also other functions. For example, let me give you the example of this toothpaste. This is toothpaste, general toothpaste. It's used to clean the teeth. but it serves that function to clean the teeth, but at the same time it clears the cavities. Mm-hmm. It does away with the halitosis, which is a smell.
Mm-hmm.
It's got multi functions. You can use it to heal a wound.
Mm-hmm.
You can use it to clear rashes.
Mm-hmm.
You can use, yes, to remove piles. If you have piles and then you just maybe take cotton wool or something, you put it on the piles, it will clear the piles away. So every long reach product serves lots of functions.
Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing. All right, fine. So you're not alone on this business. You've got another lady who's here.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so if she can give us a bit of detail as far as the second phase of the business is concerned. So I see you're not only about health and cleanliness. I see there's some beautiful dresses you have here.
Yes,
some beautiful shoes here. All right, fine. So, ma'am, tell us more about... All right, it's okay. It's okay.
It's okay.
All right. So tell us about this side now of the business. So we've got some beautiful shoes that I'm looking at here, and some beautiful dresses here. Tell us more about this side of the business.
Okay. Mm. These shoes are from Tanzania.
Mm-hmm.
Very quality and expensive.
Wow, I can see that.
So they did the one good can remember the time you see as next quasar marana with cheap things.
Mm-hmm.
So we told people good at Tengi Zunu.
Zvakakosha here for us as church people to dress nicely, because ndo nonge nyaya dzekupfeka idzi atinyanyode kudzimenshena sitere. How important is looking nice?
Kosha, because it's also pachedu tutonzwa a temple of God.
Yes.
So how do you decorate the temple of God?
Mm. So it's essential for you for you to look good.
Yes, atina mati mwari anondusatiti and ari tinonamata a god of quality.
Yes. A quality indeed. She's got a very nice leather jacket that she's putting on right there.
Yeah.
If she's talking about quality, trust me, I can see the quality. All right, and some beautiful shoes. So for how long have you been doing this?
Not for 10 years now.
10 years?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
What got you into this business and how has it been going?
Okay. I'm a hairdresser.
Mm-hmm.
I own a salon.
Mm-hmm.
So ndakashanda neva kadzi zvakanyanya like professional woman. So ndona kuti vanoda zvinhu zviri quality pavaenda kunotenga zvinhu kwana Edgars.
Mm-hmm.
Katinoti ndogona kuona zvinhu zvakanaka kudarika Edgars and Topics.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now that's nice. Mm-hmm. So now you know, Futa, how important is empowering the woman? I can see this is our old ladies. We are doing wonderful business. How important kuti imimse madzimai mwe muri vanhu vari empowered vari kwanisa kuzviitira zvinhu zvavo?
Zvakatinakira because panapa hatigari nekusingaperi.
Yes.
Anditi you might be married, but one day unogona kungomuka watove shirikadzi.
Sure.
Kana usingagoni kushanda, murume anoenda necertificate rake, anoenda nebasa rake, and iwo unosara unenge wane vana vanoda kuchengetwa. So saka une something chauri kuita. Even kana partner iripo ukambotraya chisvikaramba anenge achikubetsera chikubetserawo. Sura akazonza ava pasisina kana kuti marambana kana kuti afa, unosara uchikwanisa kuzvimirira nekuchengeta vanhu.
Handitika. Aiwa, shuwa, zvakanaka. Okay, so business iri rinowanika kupi?
Kadoma.
Kadoma. Hey, so you came from all the way from Kadoma to Harare to do this? Wow. So how is it out there in Kadoma?
It's good.
It's good.
Yes.
Alright, so any plans here kuno Harare with the business?
Yeah, Kadoma is good.
But this is the capital city. We need this quality stuff in the capital city.
Because Kadoma, avazi vasano kwasa kuzoya ku capital city. Saka toda kuvavinga uko vari koko because kune vanhu vanoda zvinhu zvequality but vasinga kwanisa ku travel. So tinovavinga padhuze navo.
So there are no plans of expansion.
Iripo.
Now, man, the business is serious, but there are branches like I said.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm praying that the Lord continues to bless the business
And we have more branches of this quality stuff.
Huh? Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
All right, so thank you so much for talking to me.
Okay.
All right. Right now I'm with Mama Mrs. Chingwalila. She's one of the exhibitors right here at the expo. So she's going to be telling us more about the business that she's showcasing here. So Mama, skwera sei?
Naskwera sei.
Taskwera. Ndikuona muri kushambadza zvinhu zvakati wandei. Pane mabhuku, pane zvinhu zvakati wandei, wandei. If you can just tell us my products are muri kuexhibit.
All right. Firstly, I can detangle from this side. Panapa tiriku exhibit ma poncho evana. Iso stamu winter.
Yes.
To prevent avana vasatono repa chest. Mozimozama flu ariku ekozvinezv. So we've got very nice ma poncho for kids.
Yes.
Which are going for $5. And then tine ma fascinators. My ladies these days are not kuchena.
Yes.
Kuma party, kumichato. Kana sina fax data ona kuchena.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
We have our own handmade vaccinators.
Wow.
Yes, they are going for $12. And then we also have you know, another type of a vaccinator. This one, when you are putting on an African attire.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
And then we have perfumes. We have perfumes. We have car perfumes, and then we have what we call diffusers, home diffusers.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
Ano tatumamba munuwiri re.
Yes, yes.
Sakanaka. Tishiri pa ma perfume. We also have room sprays.
Mm-hmm.
Ano sprayer ma like my sheets, my curtains,
mm-hmm.
my blankets.
Mm-hmm.
You can also spray my head bags. Imagine.
Yes.
Also, you can spray boots. You know, noa.
Mm-hmm.
And also as a body mist.
Yes.
You know, enhancer your perfume.
All right.
And then we have one of our main products. As you can see, our banner there
mm-hmm.
is the Norland Herbal Toothpaste. By the way, our company is called Norland International.
Mm.
Yeah, so we have this Norland Herbal Toothpaste. It has got it's multi benefits. You know, rapa my boils, my piles, my zinano rwadza mukama munonhuwa my rash, my shaking teeth, my shaving bowl. Saka varume, you can use them as aftershave lotion. Ite mapundu eczema, chikararwa, my pimples kumeso, cough, my ringworms. Dandruff, my tonsils, headache, my acids, even my mopo, we call them my warts. Inorapa maronda shakare, ino strengthen anzara and so many benefits. And then takabata my flyer edu, kunolent, we have a machine, you know, the non-linear health machine.
Mm-hmm.
This one is a scanning machine, you know, scan your whole body. You know, tora 45 minutes, it uses my headphones strategy scanner.
Mm.
You know, scanner from the cellular level. Mm-hmm. Of an organ, and you know it. You know the meta therapy. A meta therapy, true, which is in. Ikaona in my dead cells. You know, meta rejuvenate my dead cells. Iwayo. And then to check my products. Name my products. I find them. I couldn't tea. You know, rapa my BP. You know, it's a BP actually. High cholesterol, ne high blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have my calcium tablets.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have one of a kind male health pad.
Mm.
This is not very common. It's new in the market.
Sure, sure.
So my health pads. Health pad is no bad sira for my prostate problems, ese. My ED problems, ese.
Okay.
My urinary tract problems, ese shakari. No male health pad error. And then to know my socks and my even the chain going to church, my basa vaca chain.
Wow,
to name my socks. And then to know if I'm about to see if Paris is a evangeli, when you got those equity, what was up with teachers or no, yes,
sure.
So I got to name my books to know that since the two health today, book runs a healing wonders of charcoal. No bachelor could teach charcoal in a rapper's mirror. So I can wonder that's in that one.
Yes,
we have healing wonders of plants as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Topa Titan, enjoy your marriage. my marriages masana satan ari ku attack my marriages
sure
kana attack my marriages church kuno bakwafa
yes.
So we have book not enjoy your marriage volume 1 and volume 2
mm-hmm.
Volume 1 wo iri ye vachangopinda marriage volume 2 iri ye magogoderaya then to name the naked truth
mm-hmm.
Erota raftine so utano
mm-hmm.
Then at tine thriving through trials masana mm-hmm. There are a lot of stresses going on
man
ari kusungirira and
yes.
So forth but tine mashoko anonyaradza ari mubhuku iri and then vana vedu hati vakanganwa tine much tine children stories
mm-hmm.
Real heroes derevana ne story time adventures my bedtime stories evana
yes.
Kana vakuenda kunorara and then tine mabooks atiri kupa for free to our clients
mm-hmm.
Tinana health and wellness
yes.
Tinomapa for free tina the great controversy tine mamwe ma magazines akawanda wanda atiri kupa ana hope atenge tinawo atiri kupa vanhu for free
vanenge
vauya pa table pedo. I think this is what you are doing today.
Yeah, and one thing I've seen, Mama, is that your business is very diverse. Name a product, like a siana, from fashion to health to
yes,
books.
Yes.
Okay, fine. Let's start on this side here of Matanon's my fascinators. All right, fine. So how important is it for one to look good, especially for those who go to church?
Yeah, you know, when you go to church, you want to look the best.
Yes.
You know, it is our day of rest. Kashita pambe pamwari. Mwari panotana na vaisraeli vasangana anovati shambai mucheni.
Yes.
So tikwenda pambe pamwari takashambidzika takachena. Tichiratidza kuti mwari wedu ndimwari anodo zvakanaka. Zvekuti kunamata munengopeka jangi. So we really need to look best kachida kuna mwari wedu. And you feel kuti ya ndakagarawo muchechi takachenawo.
Looking good, yeah. Because one of them maybe humility. No, eh. I
am married to Mutsiki City of that.
And did you?
I don't know. Just like I write on Naku Dancing, man, like a fool. But I'm sure equity cleanliness is next to godliness.
Yes. I know that's nice. These are some really nice fascinators right
yes.
here that I'm looking at. Wonderful colors, brilliant. It's
yes.
nice. And then also, I'm looking also, there's the health side, Mama.
Mm.
So many products that you are having here. And how are people embracing these health products? Like you say, there's a toothpaste right here. When are we embracing? Say, what would gash it? My products are
there. Yeah, especially the toothpaste. Because in so many advantages. It's
okay.
Like you're having a doctor in your own house.
Wow.
Because you know Rapashaka wanda from Maronda, from Mazino, from my piles, from Sasa Shivana Munsoro, it's an aftershave, lotion of a shave out pundu, sakavan barupida plus it's a big tube, it's 150 grams.
Okay.
This one is quite big.
Wow, that's nice. Like I said, it is got diverse products, and also you can never go to an Adventist exhibition and not see books.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking, the reading culture, Mama.
Yes.
Are people embracing the reading culture? And are they now embracing the reading culture? Because you find that there was a lot of people. I'm sure there was a saying, you know, she want to hide something from an African, hide it in a book.
In a book.
So are we now reading?
Yeah, that saying was true, but now I think people are learning.
Is it?
Because you're wasting your time.
Yes.
But hands and knowledge is power.
Yes.
And if you've got knowledge, you've got power.
Mm-hmm.
So people now are beginning to want to read books and learn more from the books. Especially, you wouldn't know what charcoal does if you don't read this book.
Yes.
But ukaverenga. The healing wonders of charcoal. There's a testimony. Your mom akarapa liver cirrhosis ne charcoal.
Yeah.
My doctors vangatomita kuti achienda mbaunofa.
Yeah.
But akaenda kaniswa poultice ye charcoal. And that mean akatopora akatoka toenda kubasa.
Yeah.
So those are the wonders of charcoal. And even in mama plants ati now mumayad medu atinoto sakura tichirasa. Some of them are medicines, but you wouldn't know if you don't read the books. So people now are beginning to want and try to read the books.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm sure, hope we keep reading books, because surely there's a lot of treasures hidden in these books that we do not realize. So being part of this expo, Mama, what do you aim to achieve, you know, with this business of yours that is very diverse?
Okay. Shatuda hunyanya kuachieve apa. Toda kuti to send the health and wellness to the public. And also, like we're selling home diffusers. Zimbabwe vanhu dzinge dzichisimela zvakanaka
vachidamba
vachinzwa kunhuhwa zvakanaka and also kuti vanhu vagezewo vachichenawo vachiudzwa kuti we are here pavanenge varivo pamapartis you know ladies mapartis so yeah we just are trying to reach everyone yeah kumisano yapanapa anotowana chake chaano
Chanofarira, yeah. I like that. Yeah. So where do people get you? Where exactly are you situated?
For now, we don't have an office yet. So people, they can call us WhatsApp number 0733-75-7645. Or they can call on 0779-58-4427. And my colleague here?
0772-835-545.
All right, so right here I'm with Miss Mo Blessing Msarangana. She's one of the exhibitors at the expo. So if you can just get to know more about the business, Magadi Zenyu.
Right, Magadi.
It's and run a business, Ripano, Panama products, Ripano. Mgatu Zoti, Chicha Muru exhibit.
All right, inini ndino nyanyo dila nema yeuti product. Sesa muru kuona, ndino farra zveuta no steriki. Saka most of my products, man, ndizve ma yeuti products, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Pane akasiyana siyana. Maybe if you can take us one by one kunyatsotudza kuti chii nechi.
All right. Dine ii inonzi Bellitox tea. This one inobatsira ku bena excess fat in the body. For vanhu vane excess weight, vane matumbu mahombe, and then even any other fat, kana iri mumaoko kana iri chi, inobatsira, it's a supplement, inobatsira ku bena excess fat. And also mukatarisa this tea, it's 100% natural. Inogadzirwa ne 7 herbs akanyorwa pama ingredients list. Aina ma preservatives, aina ma additives, aina anything. It's just my dry dips. Agadar. Saka inoshanda for that. And also ino batsira kuklina system. Panomwe munhu kuti ana excess weight, ana dumbu, but aruda ungo detoxa system yake. Inoshanda for that also. And tikata sama herbs ari muti umu. Ano batsira for skin health. Inobatsira kuti munhu ave ne glowing skin. Inobatsira zvakawanda. Inobatsira vanhu mafertility issues. Inobatsira vanhu even ma acids nezvimwe zvakawanda wanda.
All right, fine.
And then tinewo ma moringa tea bags. Inobatsira futi ku stabilize BP, sugar, ku detoxify system and then kungopa an immune boost ku system yedu. And then in a coffee, baobab coffee. This baobab coffee, coffee futi rungo gadzirwa nema seeds emauyu. Aina shumwe shainasho mukati. This one manje inema benefits akawandisa. Inobatsira for vanhu vane ma BP, vane sugar, for mabonzo kuwedzera ropa mumiri, and kungo boost immune system. My uses are chwaka one design a caffeine. Saka kuneva nueva no farra coffee, but was very health conscious. Ushida kunwa ko coffee ako assistina caffeine. And then yeah, mostly ndo my products at now tinema products aka wanda na health products.
All right. It seems like better real tano wanna magatanga business eating.
And of funganda ne 1 year.
1 year.
Yeah.
All right. It's a small business. So how has been the return? Zviri kufamba?
Zviri kufamba for level yandiri zviri kufamba.
Okay.
Vane level yandiri.
All right.
Yeah.
So my clients enyu munonzo target vanhu vakaita sei?
Ndo targeta vanhu vari health conscious vavo. Then ne vanhu vanenge vane kana ma health problems avanawo.
Most problems happening right now. All right. So, how has been the feedback from one Amuru things from my products?
Van Waruku Batrikana now, my products, and do not also now have to refer one of my clients. Munaninga Tora, Shaninga Tora, Stimuitira, Otoso Nago could refer among my clients.
Ah, that's beautiful. All right. So, say business, Richiru Gutanga, what's your, let me say, future, Nigrini? A wish and Pamuru Dogstrik, I mean, a business.
Okay, for now, says a number, it's still small scale. Saka Pandrukutas round the Pekutitis Okura, even Gushkapa could register. Yoto so I registered a healthy organization in Inge Iri.
All right. So now that ma shikapa expo ini, zvizva muri kutarisira kuachiva.
Ndiri kutarisira kuti ndikwanise kuwana presence kuti vanhu vakwanise kuzivawo nezvekuti kune ma products andinawo kuti ndikwanise kuonekerawo kunze, ndikwanise kuwana client yangu iwedzere.
Ah, that's beautiful. Hey. That's beautiful. All right. So, vanhu vanokwanisa kukuwana ipapi ne business yenyu.
All right. Ndinokwanisa kushare number dzangu. Is 0718 671 652.
Okay.
Yes.
Aiwa, tinotenda.
And then ndinewo page rangu riri pa Facebook rakanzi Health Hub. Ndinoisa ma products angu ipapo ndichi and detail.
Okay.
Yes.
Health Hub. Aiwa, totenda. Totenda ni nekutizisa nekuti tinadza ma products amsha vateri vari kunzwa vachange vamwe vachada kubata vanokwanisa kubata.
Yes.
All right,
my tabas.
So that was the 7-day Adventist Entrepreneurs Exhibition and Expo right there, and of course marking the end of this particular weekend chapter. So make sure that you stay safe during the week, and make sure that you do take care of your loved ones and yourself as we're living in some dangerous time. My name is Marvin Makichi. Hello, me say adios. Ciao, ciao. I'm out of here.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.